Well, they just couldn't make a living. Now, when I was small, there was houses all over this country. People take a man watching, marry and settle, take 40 acres of land, make a living. Can't do that no more.
How much land does it take to get by nowadays around here?
Oh, if a man gets by now, he's, that is, if he's trying to raise cattle or anything, he's got to have several hundred acres. Several hundred acres. Can't get by then. Farming is gone in this country. There's all just patches like I raised, garden thing. There's a few people that plants a good many soybeans in places, but land not, this land's broken for that. It's not, you can't get enough up to gather to do much farming on. Of course you get down these river bottoms, you find some pretty good fields there and they grow a good many soybeans. But that's the biggest crop they grow here. Now down south up here, there's one or two boys still grow some cotton. Around Shubuta and there. Mm-hmm. But not much of it. Mm-hmm.
Did you say you grew cotton yourself at one time?
Oh yes. Yes. Yes, sir.
Was that a hard crop to raise? Did you have to do a lot of work with it?
Well, quite a bit, but it wasn't too bad. Biggest trouble was you gathering it. I believe the last year I planted in cotton, I made 32 bales. And if I'd have made 40, it'd have broke me.
Mm.
I sold some of that cotton 4 cents a pound.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm.
I had some niggers at my daddy's seeing after I was blogging. But got to where he couldn't go with it. Well, just I think a year, maybe 2 years after that, my daddy planted his last cotton. The government took over, then you had to sign up. Papa wouldn't sign up, and they told him he couldn't sell his cotton if he didn't. Like he made 11 bales. He kept it out a long time, put it on the barn. He wouldn't participate in those programs. He didn't believe in them, which I guess is all right.
Yes, sir.
But he didn't. Well, my daddy got up to where he had a pretty good living.
Whereabouts did he live?
Right over here where I was born.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I own 664 acres over there.
That's a pretty good bit.
Yeah. I had right at 1,000 acres. I just had two children, two boys. I've deeded most of it to them.
I see. Do they live around here?
Oh yeah. I live right up there on the highway. You noticed that back up there, a good big field to the left of the road, pasture.
Yes.
Well, there's not anything in there. I own that land up there. Boy, one of them lives on the north end of it, one of them on the south end.
How old are you boys now?
Mom? How old are them babies? They married, got children.
Huh?
How old are them boys?
He was born in...
Well,